going to ask Sandra and Chelsea if they can come up and bring today's reading for us.
To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are looking for a way to kill me, because you have no room for my word. I am telling you what I have seen in the Father's presence, and you are doing what you have heard from your father."
"Abraham is our father," they answered. "If you were Abraham's children," said Jesus, "then you would do what Abraham did. As it is you who are looking for a way to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the works of your own father." "We are not illegitimate children," they protested. "The only father we have is God himself." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, we would love me, for I have come here from God. I have not come on my own. God sent me."
Lovely. We're going to stop it there. Thank you very much. So, we're thinking about freedom and being free. If I could have, there we are, my PowerPoint. Brilliant. I wonder if you've been thinking about this word a little bit more as the service has gone on. What I'd like you to do is just to turn to the person who's sitting next to you or behind you, wherever it's easiest to turn to, and to say to them, what do you think about when you hear the word freedom? What does it mean for you? What's the best thing about it? So just for a moment or two, speak to somebody near you. What does the word free or freedom mean to you? Okay, lots of ideas going on. Bring it to a close if you can. Brilliant. Are there one or two people who'd like to share with us what they've just talked about with the person next to them? Over here, yes. What? Sorry, say that again, a bit louder. Or brilliant, thank you. So remembering the soldiers and you're thinking about freedom, that's brilliant. Yes, Helena. You don't have to listen to your parents. Oh, you do. Oh, okay. Oh, phew. You do have to listen to your parents. She's looking at mum and going, you do. Helena, explain it again. I'm not hearing very well today. Yeah. Apart from your parents. Okay. So if freedom is something about doing what you like and thinking about what you need to do, that's great. Anybody else? Yes? Ryan?
When you can go crazy in your imagination. Ooh.
In your imagination, you're free to go crazy. Oh, that's interesting. One more. Yeah. Charlie. You can do nothing, sit down and watch TV. Okay. All right. Interesting concept of being free, isn't it? Right at the back. I've got a hand waving at me right from the very, very back. Lovely. So being free is something about being happy and joyful and doing things that you like. I really love that. Thank you. I'm sure there were loads of different things all over the room. So thank you for sharing with each other. But I just wondered if there's a couple of people this morning who'd be willing to experience the opposite of that, just for a short time while I'm talking. So what it's like to not be free, just for a short time, linking in a little bit about talking about Alcatraz. You can probably guess what I might be doing to you, so don't offer if you don't want to. But a couple of people who might be willing. Daniel, your hand's quite high there. Scott, are you sure about this? Okay, we'll have Daniel and Scott. Okay. Right, I would like you to stand on this step for me here. And just while I'm talking, okay, you are not going to be free. No, please don't. I know you know their trick ones. I know you know. I can't fool you. But just for my illustration, can you both stand there and not be free just for a short time? Are you okay? It's not hurting you? Are you okay? Sure. Okay. Brilliant. Right, we'll just leave them there just for a short while I'm talking. Because what I'm going to be doing is, first of all, I like to do this when I think about words. I had a look in the dictionary to see what the word free or freedom means. And when I looked in the dictionary, I found, really usefully, three very interesting meanings that I'd like us to look at this morning. So first of all, if we look at the dictionary, doesn't like doing the first one, Dave. Yeah, there it is. Okay, dictionary definition number one. Something that is free is provided without a charge or without any payment. So it's given without any consideration of a reward. So I just wondered if there was anyone this morning who would like something free. Yes, a hand went up. I think Boris was absolutely the first one. Boris, well done. There we go. Okay, if you do want something free, I haven't got that many, but please just very carefully come up. Very carefully, there's not going to be enough for everybody. We might have to do some sharing. Some sharing going on. Oh, no, you're up there, you two. You're not free, okay. Oh, some older ones. And one there. And there's one more to share. Okay, that's it. I'm sorry, that's it. Oh, dear. This is what happens, isn't it, when things are free. If you see a sign outside a shop saying free tea and coffee or free sandwiches or whatever, that is the place where everyone will be heading. We always like to get something for nothing, don't we? We feel really pleased with ourselves if we've managed to get something for free. Who goes into the supermarket and scours the shelves for those buy one, get one free bargains? And you end up with about six because you know it's very worthwhile to buy all that because half of them are free. Free things are good. But when we get free things, are we thinking about the person who's giving us that thing for free? Do we think about what it has cost that person so that they can give us something for nothing? And do we show gratitude and thankfulness to them? Today on Remembrance Sunday, we're remembering all the people who fought for us for nothing. We didn't have to pay them. We didn't have to give them a reward. They were willing to do that. And as we heard earlier, some of them were even freely willing to give up their lives, give up their todays, so that we could have freedom in the future. And when we look at the life of Jesus, we also see that he gave his life freely for us. And in the passage that we looked at, Jesus already knew that the people he was talking to were trying to get rid of him. They were plotting a way to kill him. And he knew that he was facing death for the things that he was saying and doing. But he also knew that it was his Father's plan for him to give up his life to save the lives of many. And Jesus was willing to do that freely without being rewarded. He was willing to give up his life for us so that we could have freedom in the future. There we are. Our second definition. I'm going to let Dave do it because he's much better than me with this thing. Okay, our second definition. There we go. If someone is free, they are able to do something at will or able to act as they wish. They're not under the control of someone else. And that's a bit like what some of the children said earlier. Freedom is about being able to make your own choices and to do the things that you want to do. So is there one person who did not get something already, just one person, I'm afraid, who'd like to come and make a free choice up here this morning? Someone who didn't get anything before. We're all pointing to Nick. Okay, come on, Nick. Here he comes. Right, Nick has a choice this morning. Okay, a free choice. Nick, you can choose an apple or you can choose the very last packet of sweets that I reserved earlier. It's up to you. You can't eat the apple because of your braces. Good choice. Are you sure you can eat fruit salad softy minis with your brace? Are you sure they won't get all caught round? Okay. Well done, Nick. Thank you very much. Okay. It's great to have freedom, isn't it? Freedom to choose what we want to do. But how do we make those choices? And do we think about the choices that we're making? What do we base our choices on? Do we think about what we really want or what is best for us? Now, Nick said he can't eat an apple because of his braces, so he did make the best choice. But maybe someone else may have had to think, right, an apple's probably better for me than a bag of sweets. Which one should I choose? It's difficult, isn't it? We have responsibility that comes along with free choice. But in this country, we can choose freely how we live because of those who fought for our freedom in the past. We're not living in a country where we're under the control of others. We have freedom of religion and expression. We're treated with fairness and respect, whatever we choose to do. But as we remember today, let's think about the responsibility that that brings for us to make good and right choices. And as Christians, we believe that God has given us free will. He's given us the freedom to choose how to behave and what to do. And in the passage we read, Jesus was challenging the people he was talking to about choosing to follow him and the teachings that he was given. But he couldn't force them to do that. He wanted them to leave behind the things that they had been doing and follow him to freedom. But he knew that not everyone there listening to him would make that choice. They were free to choose, and they could choose even if it was not the best choice in the end. So let's look at our third definition. There we are, that's choosing. Here we go. The third definition of free is to enjoy personal rights and liberty, to not be confined or imprisoned. So we have two people this morning here who've been confined a little bit. Not too much, was it? Not too hard. They could sit down when they felt tired. But we're going to remove their handcuffs now. Or I'm going to remove their handcuffs. Or even they might remove their handcuffs. They know how to do it. Okay, how does that feel now? Better? Better than being handcuffed to each other? Sure. You're free to sit down. How's that? Thank you. Give them a clap. Okay, they're no longer confined. Freedom means you're no longer a slave or a prisoner. And most of us will never have had that experience, fortunately. I was so grateful to leave Alcatraz and think, I've never been in a place like this and I will never have to be, I hope. But many soldiers during the war did actually have their freedom taken away from them. They were captured and held as prisoners. And today that's another thing that we remember as we look back into the past. And in the passage we read, Jesus talked about being a slave, but he called it being a slave to sin. And what that meant was carrying on doing the things that we know are not right for us, making bad choices or carrying on with habits that we've formed that are just not good for us, or maybe following bad advice from other people. And it's almost like these things, these sins follow us. We can't get away from it. It's like we're handcuffed to them. We're slave to them. But Jesus died on the cross to set us free from that, to set us free from sin, so that we could live in the right way with Jesus. And I hope you picked the verse from the passage. I hope it stuck out to you, the verse I really wanted to focus on today. Jesus said, If the Son sets you free, then you are free indeed. And we can be really free by following Jesus. It's the best way to be. Somebody said about having joy when you're free, and following Jesus into freedom brings that kind of joy. But why did Jesus do this for us? Why was he willing to freely give himself up for us, to set us free, whilst knowing that we actually have the freedom to choose whether we follow him or not? And I continued to look at the word free and found out something that I've never heard before. When I looked up the meaning of the word, I found that the origin of the word free comes from the German word frei, I think is how you would say that. And that word makes up our word friend, if you can see the first four letters of our word friend as well, and also our word free. And in German, that word frei means love. Now, love sent many people to fight during the two world wars for our freedom. And love sent Jesus to the cross for our freedom. And love is the ultimate meaning of being truly free. Jesus said that a slave has no permanent place in the family, but if you're a son, then you belong to the family forever. And if we are really free and we follow Jesus to freedom, we become part of God's family, and then we can really know the love that he has for us. And that's why we believe that Jesus died, that he died to make a way for us to become friends with God, to be free, to be in his family, and to live with him forever. And I think that's something really special for us to remember today and to be really grateful for on this Remembrance Day. Now, you know that I always like to give you something, and I always say that at the end. And I would like to give you something today just to help you to remember. And as lots of us are wearing poppies, we are remembering the sacrifice that was made freely during the wars of the past, and also remember those who are fighting for freedom today. And I'd like to give you something that you might be able to wear or hang somewhere or put somewhere, just to remember the sacrifice that was made by Jesus for us, so that we could be free. But the thing about this is you're going to have a choice about whether you're going to remember it or not, and whether you're going to choose it or not, because we were thinking about free choice. So rather than passing this around to you, if you really want this thing this morning, you're going to have to come up and choose it and take it with you. Let me explain what it is. I've got some very small, you might not even be able to see them from where you are, but very small wooden crosses. They've got a hole in the top, so it's possible to maybe put a little piece of thread or something through it. You could wear it as a necklace or a bracelet, or you could hang it up somewhere at home, just as a way of remembering. I've got a lot of these. They're all going to be along the front in four baskets. And while we're singing our final song, if you want to, please do come up and take a cross for yourself. They're free for you to have, but it's your free choice to decide if you want one or not. And if you're not able to come up, just do ask somebody near you if they can take one for you, if you would like to have one. As I say, there are plenty. So we're going to stand in just a moment and sing. I'll put the baskets along the front. If you want to come and take a cross for yourself to help you to remember, then please do that. So let's stand and sing.